Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Radio Ministry. I'm your host, Apostle Joyce Crankfield. 1 John 4:7-8 says, "Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knows God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love." Now to the Word of God. Good morning. Welcome to the Rosa Sharon Ministry. Your host, Apostle George Crankfield. Thank God for this beautiful day that the Lord has created, that God has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Truly, God is awesome. He's an awesome God, a mighty God, a worshiper. Hallelujah. For us to glorify Him and all that He is to us today. And I truly thank God for His grace and His mercy. Thank God for His love and His love that endures forever. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. He is God, and there is no other God beside Him. Oh, what a mighty God we serve. And this beautiful day that the Lord has blessed us to see, to enjoy, to embrace, to glorify Him in everything that He is doing with us. And truly, we are blessed to have our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because God is a merciful God. God is good. And without Him, we can do nothing. Praise God. Keep in mind, without Him, we can do nothing without Him. And truly, it is a blessing. Thank God for you all who are able to listen to this broadcast. You are on your way to the house of God, or on your way to your prayer meeting. Praise God. You're on your way to help those who need help. And thank God that you feed those who can't feed themselves. And thank God for all that you are by doing the assignment that God gives to you to do the work for Him. And most of all, for us to pray and seek His face, fasting and praying. Thank God for the intercessors. Thank God for the prayer warriors. Thank God for the shepherds. Hallelujah. Are doing their job. Praise God. Thank God for those who willing to help the sick. Hallelujah. To heal and pray for them. Praise God. For Jesus is the healer. Praise God. And all He wants is a willing vessel. And I thank God. Hallelujah. God is an awesome God. And without Him, hallelujah, I truly thank God for His grace and mercy. And I thank God for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes, God is good. And He is a God of salvation. And today, praise God, we will be talking about salvation. Why is it so important that we need to have salvation? Praise God. Jesus did a work for us. He paid a dear price, a price that we couldn't do ourselves. But Jesus was willing to be that sacrificial Lamb of God. He was willing to be that Lamb without any spots or wrinkle to do the will for His people. Praise God, to save this dying world. And I thank God for Jesus. I truly thank God for the Lord died for me. Praise God. So that I will have the opportunity. To have the opportunity. The right. Praise God. To receive the inheritance that God wants me to have. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank God for Jesus Christ. For God so loved the world. Praise God. Listen to what I'm saying. God so loved the world. Because God didn't love us, we wouldn't know about no salvation. We wouldn't know about no Jesus. Hallelujah. But because God loved us so much, because He created us, because He our creator. Hallelujah. So He gave us His Son, His only begotten Son, that we can have life and have it more abundantly. And I truly thank God for Jesus Christ. In the book of Romans, the 5th chapter, the 12th verse, praise God, Paul say to the Romans, praise God, "Wherefore, as by one man sin enter into the world, and death by sin, and so death pass upon all men, for they all have sinned. And Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That part that we don't have, praise God, is the glory of God because of sin. And once we are born again, we will receive the glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And this is what Paul said, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And all we need is His glory. His glory, hallelujah, that God will overshadow us, shadow us with His glory. The glory that we need in this hour, in this day, in this moment. The glory of the Lord, that we need to worship Him in His glory. Praise God, to embrace the glory that He gave to His Son. Now, Jesus wants us to embrace the glory that He wants to establish upon us. And I thank God to experience the presence of His glory, to experience the righteousness of God, to experience the love, hallelujah, of the Holy Spirit. Praise God. And Paul said, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ the Lord. Praise God. Jesus had took death upon Himself that we can live and not die, that we can have the right, whatever God say in His word. Keep in mind, the word of God is like a mirror. When you open that holy book, praise God, you see yourself in the word of God. God is speaking to us through His word. And all we have to do is obey His word, to embrace His word, to receive His word, and to cherish His word. And be like Mary sitting at the feet of Jesus when she embraced everything that the Master was saying to her. We need to embrace everything what God is saying to us through prophecy, through the word of God, through the teaching, praise God. Wherever God presents Himself in a way, praise God, we need to embrace the word, hallelujah, because the word will make you free, hallelujah. The word will bring peace to your spirit man. The word will cultivate your mind. The word of God, hallelujah, will give you what you need in the day that we are facing today. Things are not going to get better, but the word of God gives us assurance, a promise, that Lord, we focus on Jesus and keep our eyes on the Lord, He will see us through this. He will see us, praise God, to learn to embrace His spirit of righteousness. And thank God that we are to embrace the righteousness of God, to enjoy the presence of the Lord, and to engulf all that the Lord wants us to have in Him. Praise God. So I truly thank God for Paul as he was teaching the Romans, praise God, and how we need to accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Salvation, praise God, is to give us hope. Salvation is to give us peace. Salvation is to give us joy. Salvation, hallelujah, is to help us to have a good relationship with our Lord and Savior. Because when we are in sin, we don't have a relationship with God. But when you are born again, hallelujah, you have that covenant, that relationship, that embrace, hallelujah, to receive that the Lord has for His people, to endure everything that we need in this day and hour. But truly, I thank God for Jesus Christ. But God commends His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. When we was in sin, we want to know how we're going to be escaped from sin, how we can get to heaven, praise God, as people say, how we're going to inherit the kingdom of God. But look, but God had an answer. God had an answer. Praise God. God gave us his son. Praise God. That was the answer. You know, people used to buy these signs and say, Jesus is the answer. That's it. Jesus is the answer. Praise God to salvation. As we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, when we accept Jesus as Lord, hallelujah, and receive him and all that he is to us in the day that we are in. You know, the Lord's Prayer said, give us this day our daily bread. We want a bread from God every day. Fresh bread coming from heaven. Praise God to and help our spirit man. See, God know what we need. He know what we need daily. Praise God. And that's why God all provide us with the daily bread. To give us what we need when we are facing any situation, any circumstances, anything that will keep us to have a relationship with Jesus. But I truly thank God for the life of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. God is awesome. God is awesome all the time, day and night. While you're sleeping, God is looking out for you. While we are sleeping, praise God. While we're traveling, God has an angel watching over us. When we're on the job, wherever we are, God has an angel to protect us in the days that we are facing. Praise God. And I thank God, hallelujah, that we are to be the watchmen on the wall. We need to stay on the wall as watchmen to watch and pray. And one thing about it, but to trust our Savior, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, that he redeemed us from the curse of the law. And that law is sin. Praise God. And I thank God, how Paul say, praise God, for the wage of sin is death. But the gift of God, and once you receive salvation, that's a gift that God gave to you, his son. His son give you himself that you can have everlasting life or eternal life. However God do it, praise God. But one thing about it, God is good. And his love for us, praise God, that he's our father. He loved us so much that he's willing to do whatever he have to do. And that's why he gave his son. And Jesus willing to sacrifice his life that we will have the right to the kingdom of God. Salvation is at hand. Salvation is near us. And Jesus is our salvation. And without him, we can do nothing. But most of all, I thank God, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel, praise God, which I preach unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if you keep in memory, praise God. Thank you, Lord. What I preach unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I deliver unto you, first of all, that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sin, according to the scriptures. So I truly thank God. May God's mercy and grace be upon you. And one thing about it, keep Jesus in your life. God bless.
If you like this radio broadcast, please come out and fellowship with us at the Holy Ghost and Fire Christian Center, 1110 Old Dixie Highway, Vero Beach, Florida. My number, 772-475-7083. Join me at 8:45 a.m. next Saturday to hear more from the Word of God. I am chosen, not forsaken.